Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do on all of our broadcasts. And our guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living, from the hurry, worry, anger, and disappointments that we get caught up in the course of a day, hearing news we don't like, and taking it in as a part of living. And what our guided meditations are designed to do, like a fine cook who adds the best of ingredients to any dish that they make, the prayerful meditation is designed to have you put these ingredients in your daily living, to put the gift of enlightenism in all of the moments that you have in life, in everything that you do. The prayerful meditations are an awareness of the ingredients that we were born with. And this broadcast is to lead you back to that place where you understand that you were born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So I invite all of you that can, in this moment, to close your eyes very softly, and to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner, so that you are aware of the breaths that you are taking in and out, and you are aware of the words, the ingredients of enlightenism. I will read our prayerful meditation from the book Enlightenism. As you take in this wonderful, wonderful prayerful meditation, I am greater than the I that I created. I awaken this day to affirm my commitment to the greater power of enlightenism. I acknowledge I have no enemies to my affirmation of being whole, perfect, and complete. I understand and accept that my work is never finished until I have removed all of the toxicity from my consciousness. I acknowledge I am a creator. I am free of all struggles in my life. I am colorless, faceless, and formless. This is the awareness of being that guides me in this day. I affirm in this day that regardless to what I hear and see, I will remain true and committed to doing the work to express the greater power of enlightenism in my life. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And one of the things I'd like to share with you before Brother Malcolm comes is the opening of our prayerful meditations. And they always open with, I am greater than the I that I created. And that is a very powerful opening statement to life. And all through the day, when you think about the ingredients of the prayerful meditations, where in the second part it says, I affirm in this day that regardless to what I hear and see, I will remain true and committed to doing the work to express the greater power of enlightenism in my life. And that is the ingredient that you can live by in everything that you say and do. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carola. Wonderful meditation as usual to get us started on this wonderful day of enlightenism.
Absolutely.
I always like to hear your meditation. It's so soothing. You speak so clearly. And it's like an awakening, something in me. It awakens something in me, I should say.
Yeah.
So that I'm able to continue.
Yes,
someday,
absolutely. That's the intention.
Yeah. Some days I have to go deep within myself to continue to do the work, you know. Some days you're dealing, the mind becomes overwhelmed with the past and things that have happened, predictions of the future, and you can get yourself in a fix.
Yes. I think what truly becomes clear to me is I have no fallback. So I only have enlightenism now, so I don't have a fallback.
That's right. Our home is in enlightenism.
Absolutely.
That's where we live. We have moved.
Absolutely.
We have moved folks from the illusions of toxicity.
Absolutely.
Changed our residence.
Right. Changed our residency. Absolutely.
Yeah, we changed our residence.
We don't live there anymore.
No, we don't live there anymore. We're living in lightness, folks. That's our home.
Yes. That's right. It's the only home I know now.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol.
You're welcome.
Well, as a man once said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Well, in enlightenment, folks, places, in enlightenment for you to live. Spacious places, metaphorically mansions within consciousness. You don't have to live in the darkness and crowded space in your mind of toxicity. There's a better way to live. And you begin with how to create a powerful mind. That's what this broadcast is about. Discover how to create a powerful mind. And it begins with the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is always clear on this broadcast, folks. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful mind. You've heard me talk about letting go of the past quite frequently on the broadcast. You've also heard me talk about the consciousness of truth. When I talk about the consciousness of truth, some may confuse it with misinterpretation about God, the power of God in you. God is not a single entity, contrary to what other people want you to believe. God is not sitting in a faraway place called heaven on a throne, where he has a kingdom, and all of us in the kingdom are servants of God. We are part of God, and that's the difference. And that part, the consciousness of truth in us that is always connected to the source of its existence, which is the power that we call of God. The consciousness of truth is in you, me, and all of the rest of us. It is what people talk about. The Father in me is greater than I. You've heard it throughout time. Even though I'm saying you don't have to rely on what you heard, you can discover this power for yourself because it's a part of you. And so you understand it's always with you, even to the end of your time. It will be there with you. And this power and clarity is what we need to make better choices in life, to stop making, quote, bad choices. You know, bad choices in the sense of harmful choices, things that harm you. We do it to ourselves. And one of the things that opens the mind up to make harmful choices is dependency upon the past. Where we take on the beliefs of a previous generation and claim them as our own. Then we start doing things like, say, Thanksgiving dinner. And people start praying and blessing the food. That was a real tradition of years ago. People would bless the food. They would pray, Lord, I want you to bless this food we're about to receive. In the name, your name, and so forth, and they go all, and everybody would say, amen, and let's eat. Now, they thought that was a good thing to do. That's a lack of clarity. The things that you were eating were harmful, but it had been passed on to you by someone else. So you're eating some meat, dead meat, that you don't know where it came from, But you know one thing, it's dead. And it died somewhere. Someone killed the turkey. You know? It's like, it's kind of, people go through all of these fables. So, well, we're going to, the president's going to pardon the turkey. Meaning you're not going to kill this one. This time. The mythology of the past imprisons you in the present of the things that we're doing. You're unaware of the fact that when you're having Thanksgiving, it's something that came from someone else years ago, and you're practicing it. Santa Claus, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, all of these things we do because we have been taught that we are servants, that we were born to serve, born to serve what other people teach us to serve. And then we learn how to do it really well. But who are you and what power is in you? Is the power in you serving, or is it the mindset that's separated from the power that causes you to believe you must serve it? You must be a servant because you lack power and clarity. The consciousness of truth is the truth about who you are, because it's the truth about the consciousness of truth. You know? It knows who it is, and it knows it exists in the present. And it knows that we suffer because of the choices we make in life. And those choices come from a mind that has been infected with the toxic virus. And the virus expresses itself as illusions. So everywhere you turn, you think something is happening. You think that something is happening in the world that's impacting you, but you don't know what it is. People say, I don't really know what it is. Something can happen far away that you know nothing about. And the technology can bring it into your home. And then you take on an interpretation about what's happening. That's a bad choice, a harmful choice. We talk about elimination of the toxins in the air so you can have clean air. You want to have an environment and so forth. What is really harmful are the beliefs that we're using to live our lives and to understand that we seldom, if ever, all of us who are unwilling to enter into self-discovery and understand and use the greater power of the consciousness of truth to overcome our race and our color. You cannot enter into self-discovery and continue to think of yourself as a black person, a white person, a brown person, and all of these labels. You say, well, it's almost impossible. Well, everything is impossible to you in the illusion. In the social construct, everything outside of the social construct, it seems impossible from the prism of your awareness of being. You're seeing things with your awareness of being, not from an awareness of being that is entered into self-discovery where there is an unlearning process, a cleansing process, so that you can have clear imagination and visualization of something that doesn't exist. But everything is impossible to those in the social construct. Everything is impossible. So you get glorified Jesus or Buddha, Christians, other, because you don't believe it's possible for you to do it. You believe it's possible. You were created to be a servant of beliefs and values in the past, and therefore you condition your mind to move away from the greater power of the consciousness truth within you and submit yourself to being a slave to somebody else's beliefs and values, somebody else who is dead, telling you about it, and this is what you need to do because you are such a lowly person the greater powers created such a pitiful person to live here and then tell you that you're pitiful because you don't do what other people tell you to do. So you go through rituals. This is what we're overcoming on this broadcast, letting go of our dependency on the past. And I'll share more insights with you on that point after Sister Carolyn gives us a few messages. Here she is right now.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights. And I encourage all of you to go to Amazon and get the book, Enlightenism, one of my books, and you can read more about the work that I'm doing with the philosophy of Enlightenism. Enlightenism is a new way to think and live. It deals with power in you that you can connect to and use to overcome what others have taught you about who you are and what's happening in your life and what's happening in the world. People don't want us in this society and around the world to dare say that we can do things equivalent to Jesus and other people. Don't want to hear it. Said, how dare you compare yourself to someone that is great? This is all people. Take all of the race and color. And someone say, you have the audacity to think you can know something like the people of the past. See, in the past, God, the people in the past were closer to God than we are. But yet, then you even read the things in the past. It said, you know, greater people can do even greater things because I go to the Father. And the Father is a metaphor for the consciousness of truth within. So he already proclaimed, people can do better. We can live better than they did in the past, or what we heard about the way they lived in the past. We don't have to live that way. Spiritually, I'm speaking. I'm not talking about flying airplanes and typing on computers and using cellular phones, things that were not invented at that time. I'm talking about spiritually. Talking about the mind. I'm talking about thinking of yourself in a God-like consciousness, a God-like perspective. Then when you can think of yourself this way, from this perspective, then everything is possible. But when you are a lowly person, based upon you lowering yourself, based upon beliefs and values that someone told you from the past, then you cannot imagine anything greater than where you are, or greater than what you see in other people. Here's a great quotation excerpt from the blog, letting go of our dependency on the past. And what I mean letting go of our dependency on the past, I'm speaking specifically about people, not some abstract term. Talking about letting go of what we've heard about people and as it relates to spirituality. Not talking about it as it relates to the other thing. I'm talking about specifically spirituality and consciousness and living in the present moment with present beliefs. Present moment beliefs. Here's a quotation. The consciousness of truth is the greater power within that's free of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. When we understand the immutable truth that the consciousness within is the greater power, we can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependencies on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness of truth. This light is the source of self-acquired intuitive knowledge. meaning, that's the end of the quotation, meaning self-acquired intuitive knowledge is the meaning of direct knowledge, something that you have acquired for yourself that's independent of someone else's knowledge base. Everything in the world that we have read about is man-made interpretations. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to get angry about anything in the world that I'm saying, but you cannot refute that everything in the past that you know about is some other person's interpretation. And I'm saying man-made because that's who created it primarily or took credit for it, created it. So that you get to an understanding that all of the knowledge that has been shaped, you know, by people have been men. So when you start dealing with philosophy, psychology, and all of the other things, it's all about men. More specifically, European men. And the capability for somebody to swallow. But it happens this way because people believe in what and depend on what other people told you, not discovering something for yourself. If you are relying on becoming educated by listening to something, reading something about somebody in the past, that's who you're listening to, not yourself. So create something yourself. So create something. As Dr. my philosophy professor said to me, when I told him there was no African-American philosophers that we're reading about, then he said, why don't you write something? And my challenge to all of you today, why don't you discover the greater power within you, the consciousness of truth, and create a new spiritual awareness that's coming from something you discovered for yourself, not something you discovered in a makeshift mind where you're using something in the past to say, oh, I'm talking to God. And I had conversations with God, you know, such and such and such. And the God you're talking about is the one man-made, the one you discovered for yourself. Discover God for yourself. That's in you. And change how you think and live. Empower your mind, enlighten your mind to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am greater than the person that I'm currently aware of being. Thank all of you for stopping by for the broadcast. Had a great day today. Sister Carolyn and I invite you back 12 p.m. tomorrow. Check us out. Be sure to get the book Enlightenism. Read a little bit about the work that we're doing. And become a subscriber of this broadcast in Enlightenism. Here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. Have a great day, folks. Stop back by tomorrow at 12 p.m.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Ever since, it's been a long